But after a whole day of studying the trumpet, bending his neck and blowing into it, puffing out his cheeks and getting red in the face, all Louis could get to come out of it was... But then, on the second day, by holding his tongue in a special way, he got... And that made him very happy. But when he ran out of breath, Louis realized that not having a voice was not his only problem. For one thing, the trumpet had been stolen, and he would have to repay his father's debt somehow. Even worse, Serena had left that morning to go with several other young swans to Snake River. She would never love him if all he could play was one note. Two notes. So he took off the next morning and headed straight for our ranch. When I saw the trumpet, I figured Louis needed a teacher. But he wrote on his slate he needed a job to pay the music store back for his trumpet. So I said, "Hey, if you learn to play, I bet I could get you a job as the bugler where I'm going to be a camp counselor this summer. Do you want to try it?" Louis picked up his slate and wrote,
"I'll try anything. I'm desperate for money."
So the next day, I bought a book on how to play music. And every day, as the ranch hands led the guests out for their rides in the hills, Louis began to learn his notes. When it was time to leave for camp, I loaded in all my stuff, my poncho, my tennis racket, my fishing rod in the trunk of the car, and Louis got in the back seat of Dad's old convertible with his trumpet and his slate and chalk hanging around his neck.
"All right now, Sam. Be a good boy, and do not get in fights with other boys, and do not eat too much candy, and do not go out in a canoe on windy days and drown in the lake."
"Okay. Off we go to Ontario, beneath the open sky."
"Goodbye, Mom!"
"Goodbye, Sam!"
Louis loved riding in the convertible, and people couldn't believe it. A trumpeter swan wearing a trumpet around his neck and bouncing along in the back seat. But none of us was prepared for the reception we received when we arrived at Camp Kookooskoos.